He gets close to Camden and it just saps his energy.
Okay, so the opening statement of this boot is that Camden is like Robert's kryptonite.
Yes.
Wasn't very good, was it?
Well, Camden.
Camden wasn't very good.
Well, millions of tourists seem to like it. Don't know quite why.
I don't know. I think London just descend on Camden.
It does. Well, particularly tourists. Foreign tourists.
Tourists and teenagers.
Yeah, it's very odd.
To buy a lot of, you know, anti-capitalist clothing at very expensive prices.
Yes, absolutely. Very true. Dearest Boo Camus, I am hereby broadcasting to you live-ish from a pub in Hampstead Village. What's the pub called? It's a flask, that's it.
But not the vacuum flask.
Not the vacuum flask, no. Nor is it a nuclear flask.
Can you have nuclear flask? What's in a nuclear flask?
The container that takes nuclear waste from power stations to Sellafield is called
a flask. It's not a conical flask like you have in Kent.
No, it's not a conical flask, it's true.
Sellafield had really cheap housing.
Yeah, we should go and move there.
I had to look for the local paper when I was doing work experience.
Yeah. How cheap is cheap?
Ooh, very cheap.
I mean, you know, could I afford to buy somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
They were under 20 grand.
So. Wow.
What was this place in Sellafield?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
That might have been on the site itself. I'm not quite
sure. It would be quite good if you worked there, then.
Yeah, except that you might die of cancer, but oh well. Yeah.
And taking your work not. Home with you is probably not good.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, there was a purpose to this boo, and that wasn't to talk about flasks and kryptonite. Although, actually...
Talk about beer, wasn't it?
You might want to explain the kryptonite reference very quickly.
Right, okay. We went to Camden this...
Rubbish.
And Robert... It made Robert feel ill. Like, the place made Robert feel ill.
Yeah.
It is therefore like his kryptonite. And as soon as we got out of Camden, he perked up no end.
He did, yeah.
So, I have to say, Hampstead has done a world of good for me.
So, yes, we decided not to take Robert there unless he does something very bad.
Yeah.
In which case, we're going to have to go to the fun shop.
Yes.
Anyway, there was a purpose to doing this boo, and that was to taste...
They probably sell quite over the internet.
Probably do. To taste beer. So the beer I have in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, is one that I have never tasted before.
Apart from earlier.
Shh! Don't tell
this
people
is
things
live
like this.
Radio people.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Radio first. This is Robert.
Radio first. Robert tasting a beer for the very first time. So this beer is from the Camden Town Brewing Company.
Brewing?
Yeah, Brewing Company.
Yeah, it's ironic that though not liking Camden Town, Robert is quite happy to drink their beer.
Yeah, actually, Robert, you're going to be really poorly now.
What, drinking their beer?
Yeah.
I've already drunk one of their beers this evening.
You're going to be really ill.
I've already drunk their Hell Lager, which was really good and
Hell Lager, and not, that's quite appropriate.
And not Hell-like at all, to be honest. But yes, I realise that Hell is a German term used for certain kinds of lager, blah, 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 blah,
it means
blah.
Light, doesn't it?
Sorry? Light. Does it? That's good. See, Feast speaks German, so that's good.
A bit. Very little bit.
I think you're right, but
yeah, I always wonder. What does Bock mean?
Bock.
Because you get Doppelbock and Triplebock.
Oh, you do.
I don't know.
Is it like drop or something, or ferment?
Anyway,
so I'm gonna smell this beer for the first time, everybody. Just wait. Okay, so drum roll, please, Fee.
Hang on. It's all fake.
So the smell of this beer would be better if it wasn't dripping off my nose.
I love your finesse, Robert.
It smells like tulips. Tulips with a hint of Turkish delight.
I don't really know what tulips are like.
It has a sort of airiness to it. On an 8th string.
What?
Air on an 8th string.
You mean, yeah, okay.
Is that an H? All right, can you give me a G then? Good, thank you. Okay, so that's that. It's got a little bit of foam at the top, which is nice because you don't often get very much head down here. And I'm now going to take a sip. What's the matter, Fee?
I'm not going to comment on that. Come on.
I'm now going to take a sip.
If you're down there, surely you should be okay. No. Okay.
Let's just not. Don't go there.
Okay, so it has some quite sort of light carbonation. Quite a rounded feel in the mouth. Not especially warm. In fact, quite cold.
Are we still talking about head?
I've got past the head. Keep up.
Okay. Are you sure?
The initial taste is this sort of burst of flowery fruitiness. Turkish delight mixed with berries. Strawberries, raspberries, peaches. No, they're not berries.
They're not berries.
Tayberries.
Whaties?
Tayberries.
Are they made up?
No, they're a cross between loganberries and raspberries.
Mm. They sound quite yummy.
They are. A gentle fizz on the tongue, waking the senses. And then the aftertaste is of much richer fruit. Cherries, black currants, dare I say plums.
How many
plums?
Yeah.
Two, of course.
What are welcome and plums?
Yeah, we need more plums. More plums.
Well, no, I think two's quite sufficient.
And I would say there's a hint of lettuce in there.
Lettuce? You're just making it up now.
No, there's definitely a hint of lettuce.
No, you are. You're just being silly now.
I'm not being silly.
You are.
I'm not.
You are. Why are you giggling then?
Because you're giggling.
Yeah, but you're lettuce.
But it's a sort of dryness, a sort of salady dryness, greenness to it that complements the floweriness. I mean, it's wholly appropriate that,
all right,
that
can
in
I
a
have
beer
a taste
with this much floweriness, that it also has greenery.
May I have a taste?
I've had most of a pint, minus a bit that you drank out of mine before.
Yeah.
It does smell of flowers. I have no idea about tulips, but it does smell of flowers.
I can give you the floral taste. I don't know what Turkish delight or particularly tulips taste.
Well, it does taste a bit Turkish delighty, actually.
See, you laugh at me.
Well,
have you got the lettuce?
Have you got the plums?
No, I can't. Well, maybe a little bit, actually.
See,
God,
I get laughed at all the way.
Not sure about the lettuce though. I think that's a bit ridiculous.
You have to wait a little bit.
You have to wait for the lettuce.
Yeah. You have to wait till the postman delivers it.
No. You haven't told them what this beer is yet.
Well, I'm waiting for them to guess. So, first prize to the person who guesses what this beer is...
Plenty of gentleman's wit. Two
strawberries. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. Those are my strawberries and peas.
No, you're not having any.
Why not having any?
You didn't want any.
Are you stealing my strawberries and cream?
No, because he didn't want any, did he, Mark?
No.
I don't remember this.
You want some of mine? I'm going to pick up the elephant. Okay.
Robert, my darling.
Yes,
Do you have a spare battery with you?
Oh, I thought you were going to offer me a strawberry.
Don't be silly.
I thought you'd be able to get... can I taste one strawberry?
Yeah, all right.
I need to check it's not going to kill you.
Oh, well, I've had one now, but yeah, you can.
You have to check. Okay. I've got my mouth open.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Very elegantly done there.
Well, you know. Yeah, two strawberries rather than two plums.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are quite firm. The strawberries. Not overly sweet. but they certainly pert and rounded, and they have a beautiful texture to them, and the cream garnishes them quite delightfully.
Does the cream ooze out?
Sorry?
Does the cream ooze out?
Only at certain times.
Mark, you're so naughty.
Yeah.
What was our word of the day earlier on?
Surpassingly.
Yeah, I would say they're surpassingly delightful. Strawberries and beer don't go together, though.
Not really, no. Well, that's good, because I get to eat the rest of them.
Yeah, a bit bitter now.
Only now?
Yeah.
You've been a candle for about 4 hours, haven't you?
We did go to a very overpriced place, didn't we?
We did, ladies and gentlemen. We went to an overpriced place that was meant mainly for American tourists. With apologies to all American tourists, who are all lovely people. Tourists in any... Oh, dear me, dig a hole, Robert. Tourists...
American tourists.
No, I didn't either, actually. But the... what I mean is, tourists in any country tend to be drawn to the touristy places, and in London the predominant number of tourists happen to be American, and it was just the kind of place that many of them would like to go to, I think, probably, maybe.
Keep digging, Robert.
I'll keep digging.
I'm enjoying the sound of your trowel.
I'm slightly worried now, because this is audio boo and there's a good American audience. American people, I love you. Well, not all of you, just some of you, the nice ones. If you're an axe murderer, I don't love you.
But if you're normal, Robert doesn't understand you.
Now, what I'm saying is that tourists of all varieties, blends, colours, tastes...
Blends? Do you eat them? Drink them like whiskey? Yuck.
Well, no, I mean, mainly I'd go for the single malts, but... what am I talking about?
You were trying to dig yourself out of a hole.
Back out of a hole, yeah.
And now I'm trying to compare American tourists to single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy
it. Yeah, it's quite funny.
So I suppose on the one hand you have your Glenfiddichs, a sort of fairly soft, rounded type ones. You're such a Bill Bryson type people, you know, fairly friendly, quite nice. And then at the other end you have your sort of Talisker's, which, you know, they can be quite nice, but they're best not messed around with. Is that fair?
Some American tourists might be a bit soft and well rounded, you know.
Like the strawberries.
So, do you have a spare battery for me, sweetheart?
Oh, was that a question?
It was, yes.
Probably.
Good.
Why do you need a battery?
My Zoom stopped.
All right.
Okay.
It's a catastrophe.
I'm going to.
So you're only recording this once?
Yes, sadly.
It's very difficult.
I'm going to cry all night, you know.
Mark, how can you make fun of my girlfriend like this? You are?
He is very slightly, but I don't blame him, to be honest.
He's making fun of you. That's appalling.
No, it's alright.
Hang on, if I said that...
You're always making fun of him. Yeah, but if you said that, I'd just say pots and kettles.
Yeah, okay.
You did a really disgusting burp right into your audio boo. How gross is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, she'd like to blame me, but what she's not telling you is that the microphone was right under her chin.
It was not.
Bye for now, everyone.
I'm eating strawberries.
Oh, and I'm trying to knock my beer over.
With the burp.
With the burp. It wasn't my burp.
It was.
Well, you know, okay.
These things happen, as you would say.
Yeah. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mark.
Bye.